A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 17. During hibernation, everything stops. Everything freezes in mid-track. When the next creative cycle continues, the explosion that marks the beginning of it does two things simultaneously. It creates new godheads, and it reorganizes source godheads. Souls, whether they are group or individual, provide an increase in god energy. And this is redistributed within the new godheads, and there are many. This is where this new collective energy comes from. It comes from souls who have grown from their micro-droplet starting point. It is distributed according to strength in the new godheads. Now, the new godheads are ready to begin the work of creating. Remember, all creation is within God. So each Godhead creates new universes, worlds, and forms within its self. There are similarities and differences in what each Godhead produces. The important fact for you to realize here at this juncture is that you, yes, little old you, is helping to create a new part of God right now, as we speak. Think of this as a high-yield certificate of deposit at a bank. It is the interest that is redistributed to form the new Godhead. But what about you? Or what about any soul who produces an increase? And they all do, if only negligibly. What will happen to you? You will finish what you started. Going back to the New York City shopping experience, you will either decide to buy the coat or save your credit card some grief and just keep on walking. Maybe you will stop for coffee and a snack. But the point is that your life will go on as it has. You will be like a crop that has been harvested. The apples have been picked, and you, the tree, keeps growing new apples for the next season's harvest. Next up, the end of that lifetime.